I really like Christmas carols and the messages that are in them. And so I've been enjoying them, and I appreciate the singers and the songs we've been singing here at the Christmas season. Appreciate what Marvin's had to share. You know, we do have a talent of taking a thought and kind of spinning it around, you know. Someone says something to you that's kind of off, and it kind of gets under your skin, and you're just playing it and playing it and playing it. How much better to play something positive?
Yeah.
Like God loves me, and he thinks I'm awesome. Let's play that over and over. And, you know, also encouraging, you know, that we are here to love one another and serve one another. And, you know, Matt's a great example of that, so I appreciated what they had to share. This morning we're going to talk about being moved by Jesus' arrival. It's Christmas season. You know, the concept that we're always, you know, hearing about, singing about is Jesus coming to earth. And how does that move us? And if it moves us, how does that show up? You know, so the first thought today is sing to Jesus. I don't know how many of you sing and as you think about the fact that Jesus, the Savior of the world, your Savior, let's make it personal, came to the earth. Does it cause us to break out in song? You know, in this James 5 here, it says, is anyone cheerful? Is anyone happy? Let him sing. Now, have you ever found that to be true, that in your life when stuff's going well, you just kind of have a song in your heart? Is that, am I the only one? I'm not even a singer, and that's true for me. Okay. You know, but the concept of, you know, when we're really in tune with great things going on in our life, you know, songs can be on our heart because our heart is cheerful.
Amen.
And so, you know, the first thought this morning is sing to Jesus because his coming should cheer us up. Yeah. You know, if Jesus doesn't come, we don't have a Savior. If Jesus doesn't come, then we have sins that we've committed that are counted against us, and they got nowhere to go. But he did come.
Yep.
And so there is somewhere for our sins to go. They can be removed from us, and they get killed on the cross with Jesus so that we don't have to carry him around with us. That should cheer us up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the thought of singing to Jesus should be something that that we'd be able to kind of step into and embrace. You know, some of the Christmas songs, go to the next slide there. You know, we just sang this one, Angels We Have Heard on High, sweetly what? Singing o'er the plains. Then there's Sing Choirs of Angels. That's a line in Hark, or then you got Hark the Herald, Angels Sing. You know, you got a lot of singing going on in Christmas carols. Same concept. You know, do you picture angels showing up? You know, there was a day when there were shepherds out in the countryside. They got their sheep. It's nighttime. This would freak me out. I don't know about you, but you think about it. You're out in the wilderness with your sheep, and it's calm, and you know, maybe you hear a few little bah every once in a while. But you're kind of chilling, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the darkness, these glowing, levitating beings show up. They'd freak me out a little. And what are they doing up there? Levitating and freaking me out. They're saying, I've brought you good news of great joy for all people. A Savior's been born. It'd get my attention. And then there's just not one angel. Then there's hundreds or thousands of angels in the sky. What are they doing up there? I picture them singing. Now, I don't know. The Bible doesn't say all of them broke into song. It's just hard for me to imagine that scene without them singing. There's a video clip that many of us have seen we're going to look at here for a minute about this concept of singing when you're happy. Some of you are going to recognize this clip. But, you know, it's Christmas. We got to show it.
All right, let's get it over with.
I walked all day and night to find you.
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from. Santa must have called you.
Oh, yeah, sure. He just got off the cell phone with me.
You did?
Sorry, go on.
Go on with what?
Well, are you going to sing a song or something, or can I just go back to work?
A song? Yeah. Anything for you, Dad. I'm here with my dad, and we never met, and he wants me to sing him a song. And I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Huh. That was weird. Usually you guys just, put my name in the jingle bells or something.
It's me, your son. Susan Wells had me, and she didn't tell you. And but now I'm here. It's me, Buddy.
Susan Wells. You said Susan Wells?
Yes.
Who sent this Christmas gram?
What's a Christmas gram? I want one.
We should call security.
Good idea. I like to whisper, too. Dad!
So, you know, he just broke into song, you know, because he can. You know, do you ever do that? It's not maybe something that everyone does. I do it. I make up songs. I usually use lyrics that are song, tunes I already know. I'm driving around and I'm singing about me and God, and I just throw in some words that sometimes rhyme and sometimes don't. But I don't think it. I think God's just fine with that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I probably sound a little like Buddy the Elf there. Not quite on tune. But you know, I'm here now. I love you. I love you. You know. Sing to Jesus.
Yeah.
Be moved by Jesus' arrival. You know, to have a song on our heart because God matters to us and He's real and He's personal. Let's look at Luke chapter 1. I'm going to read about Mary, and this is before Jesus is born. She's pregnant with Jesus. She goes to visit Elizabeth, who's also pregnant. And we're going to pick up the story in Luke 1, verse 39. It says, at that time, Mary got ready, hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in a loud voice, she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Now, there's a few pregnant women in the room. I don't know what that'd feel like, you know, but I'm guessing that'd be kind of like, whoa, you know. Mary shows up and, you know, what's going on? What's going on is the world, that baby Jesus, who's not even born yet, the world is being changed by His presence. And it's a happy change. Yeah. Leaped for joy. All of a sudden, you got Elizabeth saying, blessings on you, blessings on you, blessings on me, blessings all around. You know, the Savior of the world has entered my home.
Yeah.
The next thing that follows in this account, it says Mary's song. Now, in verse 46, it says, and Mary said. It doesn't say, and Mary sang. So I don't know if this was actually a song or not, but let's just say that maybe it was. Okay, maybe if it wasn't a song, it was definitely something that just came out of her heart.
Yeah.
Because of the reality that she was in.
Yeah.
So let's read about what was on Mary's heart as she was putting together this reality of this baby Jesus being the Savior of the world and it being real, very real to her, very personal to her. And what was it that came out of her heart as she was realizing the depth of all of this truth? She said, my soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but He's lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but He has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. You know, I've seen this verse in the account of Jesus' birth, you know, Mary's song, and I just kind of glance through it, breeze through it. And I thought this year, I was like, why don't I stop and think about this? Mm-hmm. Why don't I stop and read this and try to understand why this is in the Bible? And it hit me, you know, for Mary, Jesus was so real and personal. She's carrying him. But it was even more than that. She really put together what it meant. And what was on her heart is, I mean, listen to some of the stuff she said. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God. He's mindful of me. All generations are going to say that I'm blessed. The mighty one of all creation has done great things for me. It's pretty real and personal, isn't it? Is that how we are? Is that how we feel? You know, to be a Christian, if you're a Christian today, this is how we should feel.
Amen.
You know, if you're not a Christian and you're not sure, this is how you could feel. You know, to really understand, to have a relationship with God like He wants us to have, we should feel like what Mary just said. We should be able to say, my soul glorifies God. My spirit rejoices in the Lord my Savior. God has been mindful of me. All generations are going to say, I'm blessed. The mighty one has done great things for me. Is that what we would say? Is that what our song, is that the lyrics of our song? It should be. Yeah. It could be. Because it's the same Savior. It's the same relationship. Well, it's not the same. He's not our son. But you gotta understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Same Savior. Same humanity. Yeah. Same God. Is it real to us? Is it personal to us? That this baby Jesus isn't just a story in history that we don't connect to. It should be a story in history that we do connect to and that we feel something about, and it moves us. Yep. Maybe even to song.
Yeah.
You know, a verse, and go to the next slide. There they are. Mm-hmm. There's Elizabeth all fired up that Mary showed up. Go to the next one. So she sang. Because Jesus the Lord was real and personal. Let it be real and personal to us. Go to the next one. You know, hallelujah is a word in a lot of songs. Mm-hmm. Basically, it means praise be to God. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. Jesus came as a baby to be my Savior. Hallelujah. That fits. That word is a word that when we sing it, let's know what it means. Let's connect with it. Let's feel it. So sing to Jesus, you know, in the holiday season. Let's hear Christmas songs and let's connect with them. Let's think about how that, what that means for us as a person, and not just nice songs we hear once a year. Secondly, let's go to Jesus. Let's sing to Jesus. Let's go to Jesus. In Luke chapter 2, we're going to read in verse 8. We're going to go back to those shepherds we talked about earlier. Shepherds that were living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. We talked about that. They were freaked out, just like we would be. The angel said, hey, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. That's including us today. Amen. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with that angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests. When the angels had left them, gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So when it was becoming real and personal to them, to the shepherds, their response is, let's go. Let's go to Jesus. Let's go see him. Let's go see what's going on. This is not a regular day. We've been watching over these sheep for a lot of days, a lot of weeks, a lot of months, maybe a lot of years, and we've never had a visit by angels. Something's different here. This is unique. This is something where our world just got shaken up and changed. It's not every day you get a birth announcement from a heavenly host of levitating beings glowing in the night. So what did they do? So they said, well, that was weird. How are the sheep doing? Let's make sure we didn't lose any. Let's just, you know, let's warm up some stew. That made me hungry. No, they didn't go back to their regular life. They said, let's go. Yeah. Let's go see Jesus. Let's make some time. Let's drop what we're doing. This is history making, life altering, angel announcing kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Let's not just go back to our sheep. Let's go see him.
Yeah.
Go to the next slide. He's not just a baby. He's not just any baby. He's the Savior of the world.
That's right.
He's your and I Savior if we want Him to be. When we hear this kind of news, what do? Well, that's some cool news. Glad I heard it. Now let me go back to that Netflix program I was watching earlier. Do we just go back to our regular life? Or do we make time? Do we go to Jesus? You know, it's so easy to be busy. Any time of year, especially at the holidays, I don't even know why. Go to the next slide. Maybe we look like that, you know? We got this to do, we got that to do, we got shopping, we got parties, we got extra house cleaning, we got house guests coming. I don't know, the list can be long. And we can not go to Jesus in the holiday season when that's what we're talking about. And that's what we're singing about. And Jesus is the one that's getting squeezed out.
Yep.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
Except that's not what we want to do, you know? We want to be like the shepherds. We want to be able to make it real, make it personal, stop and consider and make time and to go to Jesus, to make time to read about what God has to tell us in the Bible, to make time to pray, to make time to sing. You know, what if I said, what if an angel showed up while we were at church and said, hey, at OSF, a Savior's been born. He's over in the new birthing wing. It's like, it's an amazing thing. He's Christ the Lord. Would we be like, oh, that was nice. Where do you want to go for lunch? Or we'd be like, man, I'm going to OSF. You guys all coming? We're all going, aren't we? I know we're going. We got to go see this. This is not typical. I've been coming to church for 20 years, and I've never had an angel show up and said, there's a baby born at OSF that's the Savior of the world. I'm going to go see him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to make some time.
Right.
Can we step into that in 2017, even though the angels haven't announced it, the Bible's announced it. God's announced it. Jesus, the Lord, has come. And can we make time to go see Jesus in the holidays? Can we make time to commune with Jesus? Can we make time to read our Bible? Can we make time to pray? Can we make time to not just listen to songs on the radio, but actually let the words sink in and mean something to us? Can we make time for that? I think we can.
Yeah.
I think we want to. And sometimes it's just good to read the accounts in the Bible and let them, try to make them real and step into the sandals of the shepherds. Last thing we got this morning is let's share about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Christmas carol, Go Tell It on the Mountain. What are you supposed to tell on the mountain? That Jesus Christ is born. Why are you telling it on the mountain? Because you want people to hear it. You know, we sing about Jesus, go to Jesus, share about Jesus. Let's look at what the shepherds did. They did that very thing. In Luke 2:16. So they, the shepherds, hurried off, found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. What'd they do? They made time, they went to Jesus, and then they shared about Jesus.
Yeah.
Same thing we could do. Who doesn't want a Savior? Who doesn't want someone to be available to take care of your biggest problem of your that you'll ever have? Who doesn't want that? Everybody wants that.
Yeah.
And we have the opportunity to share that with the people around us. You know, I took some time. I went to Jesus. I made some time for Jesus. I wrote this morning. I thought, you know what? I'm going to write. You know, there's this thing at the post office that says letters to Santa. Anybody ever seen that? Who answers those? Anyway, Santa. So you got letters to Santa. You got a mailbox that says letters to Santa. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to write a letter to Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a letter that would be kind of like what Mary said when, you know, all this was being real and personal to her. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to write something down. You know, Brooke talked about taking a verse and then expanding on it, basically doing the same kind of thing. So I want to encourage all of us, wherever you're at in your journey with God, make some time and write a letter to Jesus. You know, and maybe share it with somebody. Here's what I wrote. My soul is refreshed in God, my Savior. My life has been changed forever for the better by God's love. My future has been made secure in Jesus' love on the cross. My present life is protected by God, my deliverer and refuge. I am overjoyed to know God and to be known by God and to be one of his children. I am at peace knowing all God's great and precious promises. Even when trials come my way, I know God is with me, protecting me, providing for me, setting limits on my trials so that I can endure whatever I face. God, Jesus, is my Savior and Deliverer and peace and refuge. I am blessed and filled with joy to walk with God. Not that hard to write. If God's real and personal to us, we could write a letter to Jesus. You know, what's it do for us? It helps it stay real and stay fresh. It gives our heart a moment to express, you know what, it's a busy season. Let me take a moment and go to Jesus and tell him what I think of him. And tell him how I feel about the fact that he came. If you write a letter, I would encourage you to share it with somebody else in the church, outside the church, wherever. It's encouraging. I'd love to hear your letters. Email me your letter. I don't care. I'd love to hear it because I think it's encouraging to hear how God is real to us as people.
Yeah.
Is that the last slide? Oh, one more. So let's be moved. Let's be moved by Jesus' arrival. Let's sing to Jesus. Let's go to Jesus. Let's share about Jesus. Let's say hallelujah. Praise be to God that he sent his son to save us from our sins. I'm going to say a prayer here in a minute for the communion, but we're not going to pass the trays till we sing two more songs. And because I want to give us a chance to sing to Jesus. And so we're going to sing this first song. We're going to stand up and sing it. Then the second one, we'll sit down. And you may or may not know the songs, but sing along if you're so moved, or don't. But don't be afraid to sing along if you'd like to. Let's pray. God, we thank you this morning for the season of Christmas, to stop and remember how amazing it is, how earth-changing it is, history-making it is, angel-announcing it is that Jesus was born, that a Savior came to the earth. Help us to make it real and personal. Help us to keep it real and personal. Let us connect with Jesus coming the way you want us to connect with Him. And let our hearts sing. And let us go to You. And let us share about You with the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand.